Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier.
Are you able to say what it is you really want in life? Can you own what you want without needing to defend or justify it to others? And how does just going with the flow mean you will not be helped? This is part two of our talk with Alex Lindsley. Listen in as we discuss how you can grow a pair and inspire those around you to lend a hand. So you're in these interviews and, yeah. And you're being kind of challenged. You're being attacked in a lot of ways. How did you hold your ground? Did you find yourself needing to justify what you were doing? Did you find yourself on the defensive?
I mean, again, I was fortunate that I'd identified it as an opportunity when I did, because from that place, I was present to what was going on for me and present to what was important to me whilst those interviews were going through. So it was easier for me to sit there and take on board what was coming at me and express what was real for me as well. And I don't think I did that as well as I might do now. You know, it's not like a polished politician soundbite kind of thing, but I really felt that I'd done a really great job from the position that I was in at that time. Yeah, I'm still kind of impacted by that, looking back on it.
You mentioned something previously about this distinction between needing to justify something and explain something. And I think so many guys go through their day with this subtle sense that they have to justify what they're doing, even their own existence. And I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about, you know, what it means for you to justify versus explain.
This realization didn't come to me as I was doing those interviews, but it kind of hit me a bit later on after I'd spoken to a few different guys. And this is something I consider really important, the difference between justification and explanation. Because when we've talked before, Trip, I've said to you, like, I'm more than happy. But if, like, somebody can stop me in the street, you know, the same people that have interviewed me once could call me up again and ask me to do another interview. And I would sit there, and if somebody genuinely wasn't getting it, I would happily explain men's groups to them and where my priorities lie around that all day. Like, I would take a lot of my time to try and help them understand that.
Right.
But there's a difference between helping them understand that through explanation and speaking what it is that you feel makes that worthwhile, what it is that you see as worthy in it, what it is that you're justifying. That's justification. And that's a very different thing. Being able to express what it is that I want without justifying it has been an absolutely huge result of this process. I'm so much happier putting out what is true for me without that need to justify, and just being okay that I'm aware that this is what's right for me, and I'm not just doing this from a selfish perspective, but also with a broader awareness and responsibility for how this is going to impact people.
You know, this is this lesson, the difference between explanation and justification, I see this come up with a lot of guys in my coaching practice. And for them, in this process of really owning what they want, guys come to me and they're like, you know, I want to find my passion. I want to find my purpose in the world. And I'm like, great. Well, what is it? What is it that you want? And a lot of guys can't answer that question. They've either been programmed for whatever reason or from whatever direction to do whatever they're doing. And they've lost touch with even the ability to figure out what they want. And then when they actually start to tap into that, they'll knock it down because it doesn't fit some certain criteria. It doesn't fit a certain justification other than this is just what I freaking want.
Yeah.
It needs to measure up. It needs to be able to hold up in a court of law or something like that. And I just want to put out there to those listeners that it doesn't have to stand up in a court of law. The only thing you have to say is, this is what I want. This is what I take a stand for. That's it. There's no explanation. There's no justification needed. That's it. And you can be willing to explain, this is why I love it and this is what it means. But it's not a justification. It's not an effort to prop it up and make it okay. You wanting it, just you taking a stand for it, is okay.
Just feeling you say that, and that the space that like feels like it's creating for me internally is huge, because it's a distinction that I've become a lot clearer on, and was really helped in finding by a couple of guys in my life who pointed it out to me through this process when they've, you know, really been there supporting me through it. And it's like you say, you know, it's not like you've got to go up against a lawyer and defend rigorously what it is that's important to you. You know, you're just taking a stand for it because you want it. Being clear on what your stand is huge. Where I am now just feels incredible.
Beautiful.
Like getting up and thinking, like, I write down every day in a diary now, like almost a personal mission statement, which was a practice suggested to me. And it's like, what are you standing for today? You know, what do you want to be for your men's group or men more broadly? What do you want to be in your relationship? How do you want to show up there? You know, how do I want to show up in my productivity and my attitude towards my university work? And it's just been a huge, huge change in my life experiencing that. I can't convey how positive and how impacting and how joyous that's been.
I've seen it over and over again. I've seen it in my own life, and I've seen it in so many of my clients and just the people that I've had time with. That when they get in the driver's seat of their life, when they actually start to get clarity about what they want and they begin to speak it, people want to help. They're inspired. It's like, oh, you want this seat? Here, take it. Or you want this for lunch? That sounds great. I'll do that too. It doesn't have to be on this massive level. It doesn't have to be, you know, this world change kind of thing. But a lot of guys are just drifting through the day with going with the flow and just letting whatever forces just move them along. It's pretty uninspiring. And from that place, it's hard to help them. They may feel lost and they may feel adrift, but if I'm lost and I'm adrift, if I want to be helped, I need to state, hey, I want help. That would be the first step, you know, and this is what I want. Even if it starts with just the practice, like, what in the hell do I want to wear today? What do I want to, what do I want to eat for breakfast or for lunch? It starts with taking that initiative and getting in the driver's seat. And as you said, it's just so much more rewarding. And I found people will bend over backwards to help a guy that knows what he wants.
Yeah, it's incredible, you know, and it's not that you're being dictatorial about it and saying this has to be so, but just putting it out there and people follow that. And that's what I've really noticed as things have developed with my men's group and the associated projects I'm now involved in. Once you put out there a really clear intention, a really clear desire, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's one of these things we could just sit here and talk about, but I want to challenge the guy that's listening right now. Start speaking what you want. It doesn't matter. Just get out of autopilot, get in the driver's seat, and every choice that you make, no matter how big or small, really want it. Feel what it's like, the experience of really wanting to take that step and put it out there in the world. And you know what? You may take some shit. You may be confronted. But at the end of the day, the rewarding feeling is so much better than being asleep at the wheel and just letting life push you along.
Yeah.
I want to get back to, you were in these interviews. You tried to do all this under the radar. That didn't work. You managed to unite the chauvinist and the feminist. That was cool. And so then where are we now? What's present for Alex Lindsley?
It's really interesting, Trip.
Yeah.
A lot of people that were our acquaintances really didn't bring it up. Until the conversation really, really developed. And even then they were really hesitant. Which was kind of interesting, because it sort of provoked this really strong reaction, and people clearly had opinions on it when I talked to them, but it was something that they were finding really hard to bring up and express. It's kind of a reflection of what we've been saying before, this lack of clarity and people feeling uncomfortable in engaging with these issues. Because often in these kind of situations, if people have a problem with what you're doing with a men's group or something like that, it's quite, likely that it's their problem. It's something that they've read into what you said. There were people that were saying before this even had national media attention that I was just on a huge ego trip. There were people, who used it as like an opportunity to confront me and say that I must have really strong beliefs about how men and women must be. And you realize that a lot of the reaction to this is just a reflection of what other people read into it.
Yeah, that you were speaking up. You had your own thing, but people, the way they received it. It bounced around in their own glass house and got reflected back through their own shit. Basically, it was the reactions you were getting were not you. It was their crap that they were throwing on you. So I think that's a great lesson for the guy out there too, is that you can't take responsibility for someone else's reaction.
Yeah, exactly. And to go back to what we were saying before about really owning what you want, and expressing that, I've really found that there's a joy in doing that. Even when you do get that negative reaction back at you, there's still a joy in just being like, you just can't regret it, can you? If you put out like exactly what was right for you in that moment, that's a really great place to be living from. And I'm not there all the time. Don't get me wrong, but I'm there quite a lot of the time and it's feeling great.
Yeah. I heard there's a song that I listened to by a band called As Tall as Lions. And the lyric is, it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. I think that it doesn't have to be big. You don't have to go be on the BBC and do all this stuff, but take a stand for something in your life. Take a stand for whatever it is that you give a shit about. Even if you don't know what it is, take a stand for that. I take a stand for finding that, for finding clarity. Boom. Yeah. Now you're on track.
I would advocate anybody who's at all thought about setting up a men's group that hasn't to do so. The resources are there to help you along the way. Something like Men's Group 101, which having seen a copy of, I think is great. And I use, as part of the work that my men's group does here in Oxford.
Awesome.
You've got a resource there, and there's other stuff out there too, guiding you in this kind of work. But before that even kicks off, your own growth and your personal practice can develop from just starting the thing off, because it means you've got to stand for something. Initially, when I first looked into men's groups, I Googled and I looked on online directories to see if I could find out if there was one in Oxford. And looking back on that, I'm so glad I didn't find out that there is actually another men's group in the city. I'm so glad that I never discovered that because the growth from what happened was incredible. When you're taking a stand for something like that, be clear on what the values are that are motivating you to take that stand, because that's huge. It gives you something to check in with. So if you're making this stand and there are rocks getting thrown at you, you can check in on what your values are for that.
Yeah. What has me doing this? Why am I up here in the firing line? Oh yeah, it's because I take a stand for this and this.
Having that clarity on the values behind the stand is also just huge. And they don't have to stay the same, and the stand doesn't have to stay the same. You can change the values that are real for you, because it's much more powerful to do that and find a new stand that is true than try and keep muddling on.
Beautiful. We talked about a ton of stuff today. We've actually given a lot of very practical things that the guy can do. But in your opinion, what's the shortest, most simple, what's the one thing the guy can do today that you've learned?
The thing that I would advocate doing right now is getting clear on those values that would motivate you into taking a stand for something. It's great having them written down, so you can actually look at them. And when you're feeling a bit checked out and confused, you can look at them and just tick them off your list. Are you still standing for these things in what you're doing? That's huge for me, because the clarity that I've had and experienced has really brought me to a whole new place in my life.
Excellent. This process is like driving a car. You've got to stay in the driver's seat. You've got to stay at the wheel and stay nimble and react to what's happening around you. It's not about being set in stone. So
totally.
The whole idea of like, well, shit, I wanted Mexican yesterday really bad. and today I don't. I want more Italian. So it's just being in touch, staying in touch with that part of ourselves as it changes and moves and flows.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Let's run down the big takeaways from part two of our talk with Alex Lindsley. Number one, if you're not sure of what you want, try this. I want to know what I truly want. There you go. Now you're on the path. Feel into your desire to get clarity about what truly matters to you. Focus on the physical sensation and allow yourself to be surprised at what shows up. It doesn't have to be huge or life-changing. Just own what you want, however big or small, and continue to cultivate that voice within. Number two, write down the qualities or beliefs that matter most to you. What motivates you on a deep, deep level? What do you truly give a crap about and why? Alex recommends checking in and answering these questions every morning. Start the day with this realization and see how it impacts everything you do. Number three, notice if you have a subtle need to justify what you want, even if it's just what's for dinner. Many of us have contorted ourselves for years to avoid criticism, and speaking up about what we want is one way to attract some heat. Remember, there is no need for you to justify or defend what you want. You may explain it, but notice if you're hoping to convince someone else or yourself that it's okay. This practice of owning your desire is massive, to say the least. If you're wanting to live a more passionate life or define your purpose, this is the trailhead. Practice feeling into everything in your day. What do you want to wear? What do you want to eat? Start small and cultivate this feeling inside. It's called desire, and it's very, very powerful. Number four, speaking your desire or voicing what you want is the next level. You don't have to be dictatorial about it. Again, many of us subconsciously believe that if we speak what we want, we'll end up rocking the boat. It's bullshit. It's a gift for you to speak what you want. It doesn't mean anyone has to do anything. They can agree or disagree, but at least no one is left guessing about what your thoughts and intentions are. There's a big difference between speaking your desire and making a demand. Number five. One reason why guys won't speak what they want is because they can't justify it. Perhaps they're afraid that their wish will upset someone or put them out in some way. They can't justify that their desire is important enough so it gets ditched. On the other hand, they can't imagine any possibility of it coming true. Does this sound familiar? If this is you, don't sweat the how, as in, I don't know how this will happen. Just focus on what it is you want. From my experience, when I'm clear about what I want and I speak it in the world, I've been amazed at the support and resources that show up. Try on the belief that people want to help a guy that knows what he wants. Focus on the what and don't get caught up in the how. Number six, being on autopilot, just drifting along, makes it much harder for you to be helped. When you're willing to take a stand for something, anything, you are opening the door for assistance to arrive. Get in the driver's seat of your life and be present to what you want in this moment. And number seven, if you fear the criticism of others, it's understandable. You may take some shit. Alex is living proof that you'll most likely survive. If you're clear about what has you taking that stand, in other words, the feelings or qualities underneath, you'll be able to reconnect if and when things get shaky. It's okay if you get wobbly. Most of us are doing everything we can to avoid criticism from others. By stepping up and speaking what you want, you have now graduated into a very small, unique group of men on this planet. Take your seat, enjoy the view, and realize that no one said it would be easy, but that doesn't mean it is not incredibly fulfilling. So tell us a little bit about Man Collective and what you guys are trying to do over there in England.
You can check us out online at www.mancollective.co.uk. And up there, we've got a little bit of information about what we're doing right now. We thought about what we could grow out of this, and we kind of felt lost. And we realized, you know, what was actually true for us there was that we were curious, because from this, like, loads of guys from around the UK have been in touch who are doing a huge variety of work that supports and stands for men living with integrity and offering the best of themselves. We put up a site to promote our event, The Gathering, which is going to be on the 27th of March in London, and we're trying to unite as many men as possible, whatever it is that's supporting men in offering the best of themselves to the world with real integrity, then we're asking whoever's interested to come along. So I'd really urge anybody who's listening and is interested, who can get to London on the 27th of March, to check out our website at mancollective.co.uk. And if you want to offer some help, that would be fantastic, because we think this thing might be a little bit bigger than we first anticipated.
Yeah, certainly. I imagine your website, the original offering you put out, was a little bit bigger than you thought it was going to be, too. So, yeah. Alex, thank you so much for, first off, just doing what you do. I'm glad you took the initiative to start a men's group and to put up a website and to weather the storm that was thrown at you, to weather the challenge and confrontation that you ultimately asked for. Just appreciate you taking the time to share your story here on The New Man, and look forward to checking back in with you in the future.
Awesome, Trip. Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, and thanks for your support through this. It's been great.
If you're thinking about taking what you're hearing on The New Man and making it a reality in your life, check out the free video available at thenewmanlife.com. That's thenewmanlife.com. Thanks for listening.